prospered life. What are evidences of a prospered life? And what's the most valued thing in a prospered life? The Bible says, for the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say praise God for that. And if you notice the flow of the Holy Ghost tonight was kind of in sync with that. We can all get so excited about natural things and forget about the spiritual thing that we're blessed with. And I figured out that you couldn't give me enough money, you couldn't give me enough business, you couldn't give me enough thing to take the place of what I got in Jesus. Because there are some people that got about 30, 40, 50 times more than what I could ever, well, not what I could ever have, amen, than probably about what I got materially right now, amen, but don't have a quarter of 1/10%, you know what I'm saying, of what I get to experience on a day-to-day basis in my life. Amen. Because I'm experiencing that life, that righteousness, and that peace that comes from righteous living, and I also am glad about it, joy in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. When you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you should have more joy than everybody else. You should have more peace than everybody else. Amen. And you should have, you should be able to flow in the fruits of righteousness more than everybody else. Amen. Let me say righteousness. Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him and credited to him as what? Righteousness. Why? Because he got up and left. He went where God told him to go, and he did what God told him to do. He was strong enough in his faith to believe God and just become obedient. He went to a land not knowing where. He didn't know where he was going. He just heard God say, pack up and get to stepping. Amen. And there are a lot of people, you know, God's thing for us. If he would have told Abraham right then and there, Abraham probably wouldn't have gone because he probably couldn't have believed it all. And there are a lot of times that God tells us to pack up and get to stepping, not knowing exactly all the details. But all we got to know is we're stepping where God told us to step, and where he leads me, I will follow, because he leads me beside still and pleasant waters. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Green pastures. Amen. He'll restore your soul. Amen. Amen. The first thing about abundant living is being blessed with righteousness. That means you are content and confirmed to do exactly what God told you to do, no matter what it is, and you can stick it out, hold it out, and do it. Righteous means I can follow God's government over my life. If the Holy Ghost told me to stay someplace, I'm going to stay. Amen. Being able to do the right thing, believe God, he is our righteousness. It takes time to worship. It takes time to pray. It takes time to dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Righteous people have the ability to do that. Amen. What's the direct opposite of righteousness? Wickedness, right? And evil. And wickedness and evil are people that are crooked and perverse and doing every other thing but got their mind centered on Jesus Christ. Amen. Some say righteousness. Righteousness. That's a part of the kingdom of God. Yep. So many people get things that pull them from righteousness. Things should bring us to righteousness. What do you mean, Pastor Ron? You can get into stuff, get so distracted, get so distraught, and miss God's best for your life. Prosperity brings righteousness. Ain't no money in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? No money in the world can keep me from doing what the Holy Ghost told me to do. I'd rather have Jesus. Now, if money comes and I'm still able to do what God wants me to do, it's right. If it comes and I got to cater to keep it, it's wrong. I'm blessed. I can read my Bible whenever I want to. I can pray whenever I want to. I can shout whenever I want to. I can say whatever I want to. I don't have to kiss no devils behind. I tell you what, that's righteousness. There are a lot of people who can't afford that. They go someplace, they tell you to shut up and sit up. You better shut up and sit up right then and there, amen. But the righteousness of God will put you in the right place where you can sit in that thing with security. Economy can't move you from where God has you. Amen. Doesn't matter how much, what you have in the bank can't move you from what God has for you. Amen. If my standard of living was dependent about what I had in my wallet at the proper time, I'd be in some sad, sorry shape. But righteousness keeps me where God wants me to be. Amen. With or without, I can sit right there. Somebody say, and still enjoy life. And that's what God's trying to give to you, so that you can have somebody say peace about all things. First thing you need to have, you need peace to be able to stay in righteousness. I am totally serious. This is money for me. This is blessing for me. This is God's best for me. If I made $1 million, I'd make $1 million so that I can continue to do this. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. If I can get peace, that shalom, shalom. But before that shalom, shalom, you had a little bit of righteousness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And some of you need to be shouting already because you've already got righteousness manifesting in your life, and value that righteousness.
Amen.
Somebody got a whip on your back. Some of you been blessed. It takes people years to get there. Some people got to work 30 and 40 and 50 years to get free enough to do one thing in the middle of the week that God wants them to do.
Amen.
And you've been blessed with righteousness to where if you got to take a break to do something God told you to do, you can do it. He delivered you from the yoke of bondage. Don't you be entangled again. That's blessing.
Amen.
I'm going to say, how can you go to church 3 and 4 days a week? Because I'm righteous. Glory to God. What does righteous mean? I'm better than somebody else? No, because I can do what I want to. If I need to rest up from church, I can rest up from church. Glory to God. You have to be righteous to be able to worship God like this. What do you mean righteous? I mean, it takes something. Somebody, you got to be free. You got to be free to be. See, we can call these early morning meetings or something like that. Glory to God. We can call all these early morning meetings. Who come? The righteous come. Why? Because the righteous come. Because they're more dedicated than everybody else? No, because they're free enough to come. We said tomorrow we want to have church service at 5 o'clock. I guarantee half of you could be there. Why? The righteous of God has set you free. Some of you realize, well, I just don't have a job. That's why I'm there. You can have a job and still have that supernatural righteousness. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. Find out what you're blessed for. One man said in the Bible, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Righteous people will always come up on top. The cream will always rise to the top. You can work your fingers to the bone. I'll bet you at the end of it, I'll have more money than you.
Amen.
I from the bottom of my heart, I'll bet you I'll pass you. Somebody say amen. You keep doing what God tells you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody work their fingers to the bone. They'd be too whole, back so hard, from, you know, mind so stressed out they can't enjoy what God wants to. But that righteous person can walk right into it. Somebody say amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Somebody say praise the Lord. Righteousness will give you God's best. Somebody says, no, that's this one. No, that's this one blessing you. I tell you what, if they didn't bless me, somebody would. God would find somebody someplace.
Amen.
When you live after God, God will find someone to give you exactly what you need. God will put it in your hand. You'll find it on the street.
Amen.
God will give you exactly what you need. He'll bring it to your door and deliver it. The devil can't keep from you what God wants you to have when you're walking in righteousness. Some say, that's blessed.
Yes.
Covenant, amen. Some say, covenant, the best of things. Because we're walking in righteousness and doing. And somebody say, no, that's because you're a pastor. No, if you're a pastor, that means you get talked about. People think, no, you're a pastor, you get this, you get that. No, you get a pastor, you get a bunch of junk. You're the first one to get run down. Somebody say, the first person to get torn up. I don't know what fairy tale land you're living in, amen. This ain't House on the Prairie land, glory to God. Ain't nobody baking no pies. Sister, amen. Andy Griffith's maid. Aunt B ain't coming to my house with no cake. Some of you, if they had cake, they throw it at you. You think that everybody's out to do the pastor because you're out of your mind. But somewhere, someplace, God is going to use somebody to bless you. And if you walk in righteousness, I tell you, you'll fare out well. If people can hold on long enough and start to depend on Jesus and trust in Jesus, there are certain people that are in ministry and don't know how to walk in righteousness. So busy, kissing rear end. I'm going to have to teach you, and I'm going to tell you like it is. If you're going to walk in righteousness, you got to learn that you don't have to kiss nobody's behind. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes, it is.
This is a Holy Ghost meeting, and we can be real frank and real blunt about it. And when you can kiss the face of God, you don't have to kiss anybody's rear end to give what God has for you. I don't know who that's for tonight. Somebody's got somebody under their thumb, and you got to do it this way, and if you don't do it this way, I tell you what, you better free yourself up and walk in righteousness. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And don't you dare be entangled to anybody's yoke of bondage.
Amen.
If I do this, they'll cut my check off. If I do this, they'll put me out. If I do, put me out, cut my check off. God will make a way.
Amen.
I tell you, somebody say glory to God. Sometimes you got to be let down to let you know you can't be let down. You got to be like a living Newton John sometime. Amen. Hit me with your best shot. Come on and hit me with your best shot. You got to be like Della Reese in, you know, in that movie that Della Reese was in when she was fighting Eddie Murphy. Y'all seen that thing when Della Reese hit Eddie Murphy in the stomach? No, he hit Della Reese. Yes. What was it? Harlem Nights. Amen. Somebody say, you know you saw the movie. Harlem Nights, Eddie Murphy and Della Reese got in this big fight. Eddie Murphy hit Della Reese right there in the gut. Della Reese went over and said, ooh. Then she said, yeah, that's what I likes. Somebody say amen. Is that all you got? We righteous people can take a licking and keep on ticking. Amen.
Amen.
And every once in a while we swing back. Hallelujah. God can set you free. Really, start to walk in that liberty. You start to walk in blessing. You start to bless people, not because you have to, but because you want to, because it's in you. So say, I will not be entangled again to the yoke of bondage. The kingdom of God is righteousness. Glory to God. There's so many people biting their fingernails right now. Right here at this moment, somewhere biting their fingernail right now because they don't know anything about the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And righteousness has to do with your walk. It's not just a mindset, it has to do with your walk. If your righteousness and have no care and have no fear, you could do what God told you to do. God will make a way. People that work overtime don't know anything about righteousness. Somebody say, that's quiet. It got real quiet in here. Even God took a rest, didn't he? Seventh day, God rested from his labor. He made the whole world. Somebody say, you can relax, chill out, and hear God and do what God tells you to do, and you'll fare out a lot better. You'll live a lot longer. And everything will be all right. Somebody say, I want to learn about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And what you've got to have righteousness, so you got to get peace about your righteousness. You don't need to help your righteousness out. Jesse and I went out one time. We were doing Nations Church, and we said, man, we got to do something. We's broke. So we said, we're going to help righteousness out. We're going to go get a little paper out. Help out righteousness and help the Lord out. Just in case he's short for a McDonald's meal. Amen. So we start throwing those papers. During the time we were throwing the papers, we were running the morning revival for 3 months straight. We'd have 6 o'clock service in the morning. Then we'd have the night service. Amen. Them night service, them people would laugh just about half the night. We wouldn't get out of church sometime to 1:30 in the morning. Then have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to get to wrapping them papers up there. I mean, man, it was so ridiculous. One time I had a little white Mercedes. I put all the papers in my white Mercedes, and we were throwing papers. Thank God it was in the middle of the night so nobody saw it. That car was so weighted down. We were going down the road. There were sparks out the back of the car. I mean, just papers everywhere. We were throwing papers to the left and right. That last day, it was so bad, I went to a parking lot and dumped half the paper on the parking lot, delivered half of them, went back to pick the other ones up. Somebody say, help the righteousness out. One time we had so many daggone papers, we missed Sunday morning service. We threw the papers, went back to take the nap. Sunday morning time came around and said, hey, what's going on? Who's going to sing this morning? I said, what do you mean who's going to sing? I looked at the clock. It was time for Sunday morning service. Did we ever get paid? Did we ever get paid? I mean, that check was so sad, I don't even know if I ever got paid. I mean... So say, help that righteousness out. See, that happens when you don't have a peace about your righteousness.
Amen.
That's what happens when you don't have a peace about your righteousness. Have the peace about your righteousness. This is what God told me to do. He'll make a way so I'm able to do that. And I don't have to lose my mind to do it.
Amen.
I have to rip people off to do it. I don't have to beg to do it. So say, I can just do it. Some say, I'm happy about this righteousness. This right standing in Jesus Christ. right standing in Jesus Christ comes from what the Lord already did. It's the Lord that blessed you. Haven't you figured that out yet? It's God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. You're already blessed and in Christ and seated in heavenly places. So say, I'm already righteous. I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. I've seen them working overtime, double ulcers. Is this ministering to anybody tonight? God can take care of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his plan for your life, no matter what it is, do it. All those other things will be added to you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He shall direct your paths. Somebody say, thank God. I'm righteous. And it pays. You get some extra thing. You know, you get business deals that come along. Some of us are in one right now. But we're not in it to help our righteousness out. We're in it because we want some money. If it comes, it comes. You know, we're just doing it to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost said, don't do it anymore, hey, I ain't going to do it. If he says, do it. If you think that will be your source of success other than your righteousness in Christ Jesus, amen, you're going to be ripped off. You better put it in perspective right now. Haven't you learned yet? That better not be your source. God wants to be your total support and total source. Amen. So you got to get God in that thing that you're about to do. At least do it with the integrity of God, the integrity of the Holy Ghost and the will of the Spirit, amen, and put it in its place. Notice that Moses prospered in many things that he did. And Jacob prospered in things that he did because he was doing what God wanted him to do. And along the way, as he was doing what God wanted him to do, he picked up a couple sheep, picked up some stuff. Somebody say, amen. You'll pick up stuff in your righteousness. Amen. Along the way, you'll accumulate things. Prosperity doesn't buy righteousness. Prosperity is a fringe benefit of righteousness. Say righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That means you got to have a peace about your righteousness. Some of you have been challenged in your righteousness, challenged in your lifestyle. Is your lifestyle of worshiping God, praying in the Holy Ghost, putting God first, ministering to God, serving the Lord? Some of you are doing it overtime. Some of you are really worried. I mean, some of you are wearing it out. Well, that's your lifestyle, and it does good for you. And God is blessed by it, and you're blessed by it. Somebody say, this is my righteousness. He is my righteousness. People say, you don't got to go through all that other stuff. You don't got to deal with all that stuff. Somebody say, brother, it's nothing to deal with. This is life, and life more abundantly. I enjoy it. This is my righteousness. Glory to God. And I have a peace about my righteousness. You got to have more of a peace about your righteousness than any other thing. When you walk in the different deals, you can walk. You can say, listen, you ain't going to be rolling me. Rolling no dice with me. Don't play that with me. He is my righteousness. He is my righteousness. You can walk into different things, and people try to put you under bondages and put you under yokes and go all in. Say, oh, no. He is my source. The Lord is my source. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Either you bless me or God will find somebody else. See, God's looking for a way to bless me. You don't have to look for windows for God to bless you. God's looking for one to get to you. All you got to do is be open to it. And you can stand complete in God's righteousness. And I saw the river of the Holy Ghost tonight. My, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. And it's bigger than what you could ever think about. I've never seen a river with waves. Maybe that come up along the shore and just a little splash. A splash is not a wave. But I saw waves and I thought I was at the ocean. No, and I said, whoa, this is not an ocean. This is a river as wide as an ocean. Somebody say amen. Some say the mighty river of God. Mighty river of God will flow on your righteousness. So next, I want you to figure out that righteousness is very important. Do you have an understanding about this righteousness? Did I help you out a little bit more about righteousness? Did I help you out a little bit more about this righteousness? So say, now that I figured out what my righteousness is being in the will of the Holy Ghost. My righteousness is being in the will of God, being in sync with the Holy Ghost, being in sync with the Spirit. This is my righteousness. walking in the Holy Ghost, having a peace about the life of this life of faith, this life of grace. This is righteousness manifest. Then this peace comes from, I have a peace about my Holy Ghost filled lifestyle. How many of you have graduated beyond you doing all this to go to heaven?
Amen.
You graduated. Some people say, I better go to church. I don't want to go to hell. You know, that's the first stage. They don't want to go to heaven. They just don't want to go to hell. There are a lot of people who are saved because they don't want to go to hell. That ain't enough. Them people don't last. You don't want to go to heaven. You just don't want to go to hell. Anybody met those kind of people? That's not enough to get you to heaven, not wanting to go to hell. I don't want to be broke. I don't have $1 million. You got to desire God and desire the Lord and His righteousness. Those things will cause you to be blessed. So as you figure out what God's righteousness in your life, how many of you know you're at a good place right now? Do you feel good being in here right now? Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel safe? Doesn't it feel secure? Don't you feel life going to get better for you? And if you just listen to the word of God, that you'll be blessed and everything will be all right. And you can just almost hear God whispering in your ear, this is the right way. Do this. Walk this way. You know that's right. Come on. Some of us are kind of hard-headed. You know, I believe some of them angels sit behind us in some of these services as God speaking to your heart, and the angel going, he ain't going to do it. Don't go nowhere. And so we better get ready to go to flight. No, he heard that same thing last week. Just sit here. Righteousness. What you see me doing right now, I want my prosperity to always continue to have me do that. Would I do this as a multimillionaire? I believe so. If this is what God wants me to do, and if being a multimillionaire will hinder me from doing this, I don't want to be no multimillionaire. Money not work enough. That's how you turn a Looney Tune. Anything worse than new money is unrighteous money, unrighteous mammon. What's unrighteous mammon? People that have got money without the plan of God on their life. Like trailer park trash. You just look at them, it gets crazy. You ever seen people like that? People don't have the plan of God on their life. They get a little bit of extra money. They just go crazy like it's going to be there forever. You just get all weird, get all proud, get all crazy. And you want to tell them, that's not enough to act like that. Someone say amen. You can't even finish paying off the trailer and acting like you God. Amen. The only thing worse than new money is unrighteous money. You can look at it. It's so funny. You know, money is nothing but an amplifier of what you are. It ain't going to change nothing for you. All it's going to do is make bigger whatever you are. If you're a mess right now, they give you a bunch of money, you'd be a big mess. You got a big old nasty house, a nasty little apartment right now, you get a bunch of money, guess what? You're going to have a big nasty mansion. I've seen it. Your kids don't know how to act. You take a fertility drugs, you'll have 16 kids and all of them running around acting like baby's children. Amen? That's why you got to prepare yourself to handle what God has for you. If you whining and complaining because you don't have $100 in your wallet, you'll be whining and complaining with $10,000 in the bank. Money don't change things, it just makes it louder. You ever seen no class people sitting in first class? Make you want to go to the back of the plane. Somebody say amen, you're thinking, whose ticket did she steal? You have to prepare yourself to be blessed. You know, you have to stabilize yourself in the Holy Ghost, my Lord. You got to stabilize yourself in God and say, hey, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And most people think not being moved is the devil coming to move you from your place. Sometimes God just give you $50. You jump out from where you are. All right, we free now. Devil couldn't move you. Satan, I won't be moved. Get thee behind me, but let somebody give you an extra $50. Reed and I always have this statement. We say it to one another. I'm glad she repeats it to me all the time. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? That means, will you still come to church blessed? I've seen people come to church trying to get blessed. As soon as they get blessed, they go. Then they lose it just as fast as it come. Then they're too embarrassed to come back to church. Hang on. It'll get good. Have a peace. I'm going to say, have a total peace about your righteousness. And the world will classify that as class. You know that? People that have a peace about their righteous people can't. People love to be around them. That's how people, we can take that scripture that says, you know, despise not small beginnings. People that have a peace about their righteousness will be able to manifest that. You need to tell some people, I have a peace about what God has me doing. What's your problem? Why do you have a problem with me having peace? Anybody met people like that had problems with your peace? Come on, you ever met people like that? Got a problem with your peace? When things were run down, they were just as happy in your life. When things were all messed up, they were just fine and everything like this. All of a sudden, you got a piece of peace. They're so concerned. Sometimes you need to tell them, listen, I don't have a problem with your problems, so don't have a problem with my peace. Let's square it out right there. This is where I get somebody say, don't you have a problem with my peace? Amen. And I won't have a problem with your problem. Amen. Smile if you're happy. If not, fake it. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Righteousness and peace. And I tell you what, when you got a peace about your righteousness, glory to God, you can laugh.
Amen.
Somebody say, enjoy in the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
You can tell people that really know God, they got joy. They can laugh. They can laugh about things. They can loosen up. Different things will happen, and you just laugh. Somebody say, you just get over it. Laugh at the devil.
Amen.
Don't take things so serious all the time. Laugh at it. Good Lord, how did I get here? Ha, 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 ha. Jesse said, I got 5 minutes. Somebody say, amen. He's laughing right now. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So everybody just laugh at the devil right now. Laugh about it.
Amen.
If you have a peace about your righteousness, glory to God, laugh. If you have a peace about your righteousness, just laugh about it right now. If you got all worked up because you thought you were supposed to get something you didn't get, amen, you're still blessed anyhow. Laugh about it. Laugh about it.
Amen.
Some say the devil wants me alone. Say the devil wants me homeless. Everybody say that. The devil wants me homeless.
The devil wants me homeless.
I'm not.
And I'm not.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha.
Think about it. Laugh because everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Just think about the last big thing the devil tried to do to you. Amen. And he wasn't able to do it. Think about all them dogs that came around to look at you go down. Amen. They all gathered around to see the big fall. Amen. They're going to be hanging tonight, hanging tonight, hanging tonight. Down the night, they all come around looking. Amen. Somebody say, I'm still here.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I see it like this. Me and the Holy Ghost have a good time, whether y'all realize it or not. Me and the Holy Ghost have a really good time. Amen. And you know, the Holy Ghost doesn't joke around, but he just shows you things to make you give you joy. Amen. Amen. He shows you things to give you joy. Amen. Sometimes, you know, it's like this. You get them circumstances, look like you're worn out, then all of a sudden you just start laughing. When they start laughing, you know things are about to get good. Amen. Some say, this is so bad, all I can do is laugh about it. Some say, just cast it over to Jesus or crack up one to two. Amen. It's better to laugh at stuff than cry at it. Amen.
Amen.
Some say, laugh at the devil.
Laugh at the devil.
Amen. He tried to take your car away. Laugh. Amen. Think about the one that's mad at you and you thought it would make a difference in your life because they were mad at you. Ha, 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 ha. Really? Oh, what can I do to make you? What can I do? Amen. My life's just been miserable. I can't sleep at night because you have a problem with my peace. I'm trying to give you joy. Amen. We're just trying to minister in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say righteousness, peace,
and joy
in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you can laugh at the devil trying to do dumb things. Lift up holy hands and bless God right where you are. Some say, I'm going to be blessed. Say it again. Say, I'm going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have to help the righteousness. Say, I just want to enjoy my salvation. So say, for the joy that awaited him, he endured the cross. Ha, 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 ha. Can we laugh for just a little bit? It's only 10 o'clock. Some of you need a good laugh. Amen. If you don't laugh with me, I'll laugh at you. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm just laughing at the fact the devil doesn't want you to have joy.
I'm just laughing at the fact the devil doesn't want you to have joy. And you can't be blessed without it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And you can really sense the devil. You can sense the devil. You can really sense the devil. People talking about enjoying the Holy Ghost and that spirit of anger, rage. That's a devil. You need to defeat it. Because that is the bondage of the enemy. That is the bondage of the enemy that holds one captive. And the river of offense is the river of deliverance. The river of offense is the river of deliverance. The thing that offends you most might become your deliverance. It is for everybody, but everybody can't have it. Just because they can't figure it out and can't get it doesn't mean you can't be blessed. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't you allow the devil to steal your joy. You just stay happy with Jesus.
Right.
I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm going to be happy with Jesus full-fledged.
Amen.
Many have jumped ship and jumped boats. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to hang on until I get to the other side.
Amen.
I expect it to happen sometime. So you go on and get the best that God has for you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And don't let the devil. That's how I really know when the anointing of God's going someplace.
Yes.
That's how I can really discern the spirit of the Holy Ghost. When the opposition to the flow of the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes up, that's how you really know where God is. And that's where you really know the river of deliverance is. So flow with that right now. If you want to be blessed, why don't you stand up right where you are?